You know, we had a great time at Winter Bible. We're in the enjoying the afterglow of a fantastic mountaintop experience as people came in from all over the world. Many of them went home changed by the power of God. But you know what? Life doesn't stop just because we had a great experience at Winter Bible Seminar. You know, some people try to keep that mountaintop experience all the time, and they let an event like Winter Bible Seminar be a one-time event. That's good. And you can tell those kind of people because that's all they're always looking back and talking about some great experience. You know, that's all in the past now. Winter Bible Seminar is over. Some people ask the question, what are we going to do now? Well, we're going to walk by faith, standing on the promises of God. I'm going to do a little review for you this morning on walking by faith. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:7, you all know it, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And the minute I said I'm going to do a review, we had people shut down. That's the problem. I don't care if you've heard it 1,000 times, you need to hear it again. Do you know how many times I heard my dad preach on Mark 11:23? About 25,000. No. a bunch. And some of you heard him over and over. And you know what? When I would listen and pay it, you know, and say, oh, I'm not say I heard that before. You know what? I get something. What you need to realize, if you'll listen, I don't care what subject's being preached. If you've heard it 1,000 times, if you'll listen with an open heart, the Holy Spirit will give you something. Come on now. New Living Translation, for we live by believing and not seeing. The Voice Bible says, the path we walk is charted by faith, not by what we see with our eyes. So I want you to notice again, we walk by faith. We walk by faith. Hey, you know, a walk or walking indicates an ongoing something. It's something that is routine that we do every day. Let's see, today already, I've walked 2,315 steps already today. That's what this little thing, you know, I see some more people. How many of you got one of those little things? It tells you how many steps you took, you know. I try to get at least 7,000 steps in a day, you know. But many people, they sit around waiting for these special times of the moving of God, and their faith is not focused walking daily in the promises of God. Thank God for special occasions. We need these special occasions. But they're sort of the dessert. They're sort of the icing on the cake. It's us walking and persevering every day by faith, believing God and walking in the promises of God that gets you to your final destination. You know, my dad used to say all the time, he said, you know, people are always wanting these Holy Ghost meetings and these mountaintop experiences. And he said, they're really good, but they're not going to do you any good when the devil's knocking you around. What's going to do you some good when the devil's knocking you around is to have been taught the Word of God, and you let the Word of God come out of your mouth. See, we're told to live by faith. Hebrews 11:1-2, we know it. Now faith is something things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders attained a good testimony. The New Living says, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. See, we were told to walk by the substance of things hoped for and to walk by faith in the evidence of things not seen. Faith is our evidence. You know, the substance of things that we hope for, but faith is our evidence that we have it when we don't see it. You know, believing the word of God daily will help you to lay hold of the unseen things that you're believing God for. The saints of old, they obeyed God and received his promises. Abel gave an offering by faith. Enoch pleased God by faith. Noah obeyed God by faith. Abraham, by faith, left his country and his family and went looking for a place that God told him to go to. Sarah received a child by faith. Moses forsook the riches of Egypt and led the children toward the promised land by faith. Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau by faith. Jacob worshiped God by faith. Joseph gave instructions to be buried in the promised land by faith, believing that it would happen. Rahab, by faith, did not perish when the walls of Jericho fell down. In addition, there are many, 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 many more in the Word of God that triumphantly walked by faith and received the promises of God. Hebrews 11:32. You want to turn there and read it with me. Hebrews 11:32. Find it on your iPad, your iPhone, in your Bible. I see a lot of people here on the front row got their regular Bibles. That's good. I sometimes carry my regular Bible, my iPad, and my phone. I got it on all of them. But the Bible, you just got, if you hard copy Bible, you got one translation. If you sometimes with the phone or the iPad, you got several translations. And I like to read several different translations. It gives me a better idea sometimes. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Now I want to read this in the NLT. How much more do I need to say? It would take too long to recount the stories of the faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets. By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, received what God had promised. They shut the mouths of lions, quenched the flames of fire, escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned into strength. They become strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. Women received their loved ones back again from death. But others were tortured, refusing to turn from God in order to be set free. They placed their hope in a better life after resurrection. These people walked that faith road. You know, they walked by faith, believing what God had told them. They walked by faith, speaking what God had said to them. They walked by faith in the direction that God told them to go. They walked by faith, not by what they saw, not by what they felt. Hebrews 11 is called the Faith Hall of Fame. You know what? How many of you know that there are different kinds of Hall of Fame? High schools have them, colleges have them, all kinds. There's all kinds of Halls of Fame, right? And did you notice that they're still being added to? I'm in the Hall of Fame at Campbell Bible Academy. They sent me a deal telling me they put me in there for running track back in 1957. But, you know, God is still putting people in the Faith Hall of Fame. You want to get there? Learn how to walk by faith. You get your name listed there too. As we read, these people, if you go study them, you'll find they accomplished the impossible and received the blessing by faith. Now look closely at the ranks of these people. Who were these people? Well, you'll find that they were imperfect. You'll find out that they were undignified. You'll find out that many of them were unwanted by anybody else. You'll find out that some of them had been rejected and they were unrecognized by the world, but they were recognized by God. You'll find that these people kept walking by faith when there was no other reason to keep going except God said so. He had told them what to do. They walked past their feelings and kept walking, even when it didn't look like it was going to happen, even when it looked like they were going under, they kept walking by faith. Not by what they saw, but by faith, by what God said. You see, when you walk by faith, you'll receive the promises of God. You'll persevere against the obstacles. Now, I'm going to tell you, when you start to walk by faith, it's not going to be easy. You have to resist settling for less than what God told you. Do you realize some people start out believing God and they get a little bit of blessing and then they sit down and say, "Whoa, this is great." They never continue on to receive the full blessing that God wants for them. See, these people refuse to quit. Even when it didn't look like anything was going to happen. Israel walked by faith. We know the story, how Moses raised his rod and the Red Sea divided. And, you know, there they were at the Red Sea. Mountains in front, on the side of them, Red Sea in front of them, the Pharaoh's army behind them. Now he stretched that rod, that water rolled up. I'll tell you what, that's a miracle that, you know, that it rolled up. But it took faith to walk down into that sea with those walls of water on each side, believing that they weren't going to come crashing down on you. Hey, you know, everybody talks about the waters rolling back, but look, how much faith did it take for those guys? I mean, they walked down in there. You got these walls of water on each side. You better have faith in God. Because when the last one of them got across, and then God let Pharaoh's army come down in there, they got about in the middle and choom. And they were all drowned. You know, my dad used to tell this. He read this. He said, one theologian said, "Well, there's only about 2 inches of water. How in the world can a whole army and the horses and everything drown in 2 inches of water?" Come on now. You know, people sometimes try to make up. They try to, I don't know, twist or make up something to fit. You take some scripture to make it fit their theology. No, you got to take the Word of God in its context, the whole thing. They walked across there, you know, and they're recorded there in the Hall of Faith fame. In 11:29 of Hebrews, by faith, they passed through the Red Sea on dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempted to do so were drowned. You know, today, God's telling us, keep on walking by faith. It's great that you have the great experiences that you just had. But let me tell you what, when your back's against the wall, and you're a long way from the church service or from the winter Bible seminar, and the devil is torturing you, I'll tell you one thing. You need to have your faith grounded in the Word of God. You know, when you're walking that road of life and everywhere you see is nothing but problems. Anybody been there? Yeah. But I want to tell you what, when your faith is grounded in the Word of God, no weapon formed, man, you just start quoting it, no weapon formed against me will prosper. I will not fear because I've not been given the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. I can't go under for going over because the Word of God says it. Your faith has to be in the Word of God. Not what I'm saying, not what you hear somebody else preach, not what you read, except if it's you reading the Word, it's what this Bible says. My dad used to say all the time, he said, I wish these people would quit getting in the pulpit and saying, Brother Hagin said, all I'm saying is what the Bible says. Why don't they just say the Bible said it? You know, I heard him say that many, many times. Say what the Bible says. Don't try to use somebody else's name to sort of, I don't know what you call it. Validate. Thank you, honey. Validate. That's what a helpmate's for. Some of you guys need to learn to listen to your wife. You'd be better off. Oh, this is not a marriage seminar, is it? I guess I better get back to what I'm doing. You know, some people think that it makes them look good to say what Brother Hagin said. I'm going to say this. You might get mad at me. Who cares what Brother Hagin said? It's my dad. I can say it if I want to. Yeah, I miss him. Every day I miss him. I have not been able to do anything with his office. It's still just like it was the last day he walked out of there. And I go down there many times and sit down in the chair in front of the desk and just talk something out, and then I leave. And you say, well, why would you do that? Because that's why, if you go down there, you sit down, you start talking to him, you tell him what is there, he sits there, he looks at you, and then when you stop, he says, that it? I said, yeah. He said, okay, bye. So that's what I still do. It's not about what somebody else said. It's about what God said in this word right here. Man, when your back's against the wall, you need something that you can anchor to. And you can anchor to the Word of God because he said, heaven and earth can pass away, but my word will never pass away. And you can anchor to the fact God said that he never changed. So if he was the God that rolled the waters back at the Red Sea, then he's the God that can roll the waters back where you can walk through your trial and come out on the other side victoriously. By faith, we speak the Word of God to our situation, our Red Sea. Hey, that's the same as Moses holding the rod out. You just speak the word. Speak the word. When you speak the word, it allows the power of God to go into action. You know what? Everybody always giving Peter a hard time. If you read it in Matthew 14, 29, it's the story of Peter come. He saw Jesus walking on the water. He said, let me come to you. And Jesus said, come on. So he got out of the boat and started walking. Now I want you to notice, as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he is all right. But when he began to see the wind and the waves, he began to sink. He took his eyes off of the word. Well, someone said, well, no, that's Jesus. Well, go read what John said. The word was with God, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's talking about Jesus. Hello. You've got to, I don't care what's happening. I don't care what you see. I don't care how many storms of life are blowing in on top of you. I don't care how high the waves are. You've got to keep your eyes based on the word of God and quoting the word of God. Coming out of your mouth has to be the word of God. I want you to notice, though, he had a setback. He didn't do it perfectly. And Jesus reached down, lifted him up, and they walked back to the boat together. Now, I'm not going to tell you walking by faith is going to be easy or going to be a cakewalk, as somebody might say. It's not always going to be easy, and it won't always turn out like you expected. The truth is, when we step out to walk by faith, there may be some setbacks and some failures. And you say, how dare you say that? Well, the reason I'm saying it is because we all have imperfect faith. Our faith is not fully developed in every area. My father, Kenneth E. Hagin, used to say this to me, son, you have to develop your faith in every area. He said, some people can have developed their faith in some areas, in other areas they haven't developed their faith, and they're trying to believe God and they hadn't developed their faith. That'd be like somebody, they went through and they did the leg exercises and built up their leg muscles, but now they try to lift a bunch of weight with their arms and chest muscles. They're not ready. They can't do it because they haven't built them. They've just worked on the legs. If some of you do workouts, you know that one time you work on the upper body, the next time you work on the lower body, right? Am I right? Because you got, and let me tell you a little secret. Somebody said, well, you're talking against faith. Let me tell you something. When I was growing up in his house, we had no trouble getting healed. But man, we were struggling financially, big time. And Dad began to pray about this. And then he come home and he talked to us about it. God told him, said, listen, you have developed your faith in healing. You come off the bed of affliction. But you have never developed your faith in standing on the word of God for finances. So he started doing what he says. And he has that. And I think it's out there. I pulled it out a few years back. Out of a CD series called Faith by Saying It for Finances. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, buy it as a single. I pulled it out of one of those series and made it as a single. Because you see, that's how we, because God told us, learn to develop our faith in the area of finance. You see, you can develop your faith in different areas and not in one other area. Some of you look at me sort of funny, but it's the truth. It's the truth. So we need to realize, we need to get a hold of the fact and develop our faith in every area so that we don't fall short anywhere. You see, man, I was there. Man, do you know, I mean, we get sick, call Dad. You know? I had everybody in school. I was in the sixth grade. Everybody at school. In fact, in our class that day, there was only about 10 of us in the class. Everybody was out with the mumps. Well, okay, I come home from school and my jaw started swelling up. And I told Grandma, I was staying with Grandma, Mom would travel with Dad. She'd stay home most of the time, but occasionally she'd go and Grandma was there, my mom's mom. And I said, call Dad. Well, back in those days, we didn't have cell phones, kids. And also, you didn't make a long-distance call unless it was absolutely necessary because it was very expensive. And if you did call, it was after 6 o'clock because the rates went down after 6 o'clock at night. Anybody remember that? Oh, I got some friends in here today. Grandma said, son, I'm not going to call them. It's too expensive. And so finally I went on so long that it got to be right after 6. And so she called Dad wherever they were preaching, got him on the phone. and said, "Kenneth, I don't know what I'm going to do with this kid. He's getting the mumps," and he said, "He's bugged me till I called you." And so Dad told, put him on the phone. So I get on the phone. He said, "I say in the name of Jesus, mumps, you can't get on Ken." He said, "All right, praise the Lord." And I said, "Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus." He said, "Okay, son. See you when I get home. Bye." That's it. But you know what? By the time Monday came, I didn't have one sign of a mump. We had no trouble getting healed. But man, we were struggling financially, and it's because Dad had not learned the secret of developing his faith for finances. If you want to develop your faith for finances, get a hold of that CD back there. It's a great CD. Any of you ever listened to it? Has it ever helped you? Helped you develop your faith in that area? Come on. You know, the hall of fame of faith is full of individuals who are scarred and overcome setbacks, but they kept on going after the failure because they learned the secret of persevering by believing God. Those who walk by faith got to be willing to fight the good fight of faith. You don't fight the fight of faith by doubling up your fists and get into a boxing zeal. I knew a little bit about it, not much. But a little bit. My Uncle Dub taught me, and George Irvin, my cousin's gone on to be with the Lord, how to be. In fact, George boxed a little bit in the Golden Gloves, and I never did, but I probably could have, because I could beat him, so I probably could have done all right. You know, those who walk by faith got to be willing to fight. Paul talks about the good fight of faith. How do you fight the fight of faith? With your mouth, quoting the word of God. That's the way you fight the fight of faith. Yeah. Hey, you may have a few scars. You may become exhausted and get a little bit weary, but you just keep on walking. You keep on going. You keep on going. You know, we begin to see here the man at the gate, beautiful. It was impossible for him to walk. He had never walked in his life, so he did not know how to walk. You know, you learn how to walk. But I want you to notice something. Peter had to have faith. When he reached down and said, "I don't have any silver and gold, but such as I have, give I unto you." And he reached down and grabbed him by the hand and started pulling him up. That man had to have faith to go ahead and try to get up. And then he went leaping. It says, leaping up, he stood and walked, walking and leaping and praising God. The impossible. Praising, leaping and praising God. He did something he had never done before. By believing and receiving. Peter reached down, told him to stand up. And by faith, he believed what Peter said. And the power of God come on him. And he started walking. He had never walked before in his life. Come on now. Everybody talks about him getting healed. But look what a miracle that was. He's a grown man, never walked before in his life. And now he's running and leaping. How long does it take before you can learn how to jump and leap? I mean, we learn it, right? He got it all at once. See, now I want you to notice he was leaping and praising God. We have got to leap and run and praise God by faith. Walk around praising God. I mean, all the time you'll hear me, if you're around me very much, "Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord." Well, I'm not, I don't say everything, but I just say, thank you, Jesus. What am I doing? I'm thanking Jesus for what all he's doing, because he's moving in my life. He's bringing finances into the school. He's bringing finances to me personally. See, you need to learn how to, all of you need to have a project where you believe God for you, for finance, for something. I believe God for finances to help my grandsons or and do whatever I want to do. I do. You can ask my wife. I never take any money from our salaries. Last night, one of them said, Poppy, I need some money. Give him $10. Wes was. We was at the... At Trevor played. They won the regional championship last night. Now they go to state. They go to area. If they win that, they go to state. I help those boys all the time. I don't know how many helmets and how many baseball bats and gloves and cleats and all this kind of stuff. Hey, but you need to learn. I know you're believing God for your finances in other areas, but when it's something personal, you know, I mean, I know as a family you believe, but hey, start believing God. That'll develop your faith. I started doing it way back when Craig and I started riding off-road motorcycles. Didn't I, hon? Hey, you gotta learn how to do that. Don't look at me like you think I'm crazy. That'll help build your faith in that area for your personal, not your family needs, not your kidney, your personal. That's personal. Build your personal faith for your personal things. Somebody said, I never heard that before. Well, you heard it now. Build your faith in every area of your life. Look to the Word of God. I urge you to believe what God said. I dare you to open your mouth and begin to confess it. And then you have to do something else though. When God brings that extra money in for my personal needs, then I turn around and give back. Hello? Now I'm not talking on giving and receiving, but that's part of it. Can you stand and boldly declare, I believe God no matter what? You got to have that tenaciousness, that I don't know the word. I don't know the words to use, but it's just something you just nothing's going to defeat me. Devil, you're not going to defeat me. I just sort of have that attitude personally in anything I do. I do it with everything I got. Dare to speak the word of God in the face of that situation, in the face of that circumstance. Dare to declare what God said. Get to the point that you can just say, God said it, I believe it, that's it, period. Yeah, but Pastor, you don't understand. I may not understand, but I know what God said. Been there, done that. Bought the cap, t-shirt, and went on down the road to victory. Follow the example of the people in the Word of God. It says, you know, I don't know whether you got anything out of this or not, but I helped myself again today. You know, I think we all need to be reminded all the time of certain truths of God's word. When we went to school, they were continually reminding us of English stuff and math stuff, right? How many of you remember that they continually reminded you? We need to continually be reminded that we walk by faith. You know, there's a song we used to sing. And I called them and asked them if they could find it. And Rich said they did. And I want them to come and sing it right now. Then we're going to stand up and praise the Lord. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. And I walk by faith.
Stand up.
Each step I take to live by faith. And I put my trust in you. Come on, say that again. And I walk by faith. Each step.
Song, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It really reminds us of some things. Let's do that chorus again. Come on.
Well, I walk.
Praise God. Are you ready to walk by faith? Glory to God. I had just a little refresher course this morning, but I think we all need it. It's good, huh? I helped myself again today. Sometimes preachers get more out of it than the audience does while he's preaching. Amen. Praise God, because we face things too. Maybe I was preaching to myself as much as I was preaching you. Walk by faith. Each step by faith. Amen. My dad used to say it all the time. You have heard him. He'd say, step out of the aching void of nothingness, but with nothing under you but your faith in God's word. That's what that song is saying. Each step by faith. Amen.